Macmillan Audio presents Enduring Courage by John F. Ross. Read for you by Edwin Herman. Introduction. When a man faces death. One bright spring afternoon in May 1918, a column of German infantry halted on a muddy road in northeastern France, craning their necks skyward, as four biplanes locked in mortal combat. More like butterflies than human creations, their double wings bobbed and dipped capriciously. For long moments, the men forgot their blistered feet and aching shoulders to marvel at the seeming effortlessness of these airborne gladiators. In his cockpit high above, the 27-year-old Eddie Rickenbacker fought for his life in a machine that battered his body at every turn, delivering a disorienting cocktail of dizziness, vertigo, nausea, pounding noise, extreme cold, and always fear. Only 15 years downwind from Kitty Hawk, these aircraft were little more than controllable box kites with engines, flimsy contraptions of wood, fabric, and baling wire so insubstantial as to appear dangerous just sitting on the ground. Half an hour earlier, he had left his aerodrome on patrol, taking some 20 minutes to reach 17,000 feet, the air thinning to where he struggled to breathe. His head grew light, his vision tunneled. Oxygen deprivation so fogs judgment that the Federal Aviation